Abena, Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carter, Slades, Carter, Abel's, Carter, Newber, Carter, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Fortville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plain, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air.
This is the April edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, March 29th. Our Tell Joy Where to Go advisor, Gary Knowles, is here with us with his Wisconsin event sampler, and we'll highlight some of the many activities happening in and around Wisconsin this weekend and in the month ahead. But as always, I am looking forward to hearing what you will be doing, where you will be going, and where you would like to tell me where to go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. And if you go to Facebook, you will find a link to Gary's Wisconsin event sampler. You can take a look at that. Gary Knowles is Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers, a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer, and our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Boy, wasn't it great walking in today?
Oh, and it's finally nice. It's finally nice out. It is just, it's really been a long, long winter.
Well, it has. And it's just, you know, it was startling almost because when I walked in today, the snow was gone from the streets I walked in on. Now, I know in my neighborhood there's still quite a bit of snow, but boy, it was nice to think maybe spring is coming.
Right. In fact, my backyard, I get a nice sun in my backyard. So there is a lot of green grass actually showing. There's still some snowbanks, but it's nice to finally think spring. I did post on Facebook a photo that an Eau Claire resident had shared, and it's of a Easter bunny made out of snow. You know, made out of snow. It's very, very funny. But we will be flirting with some nice warm temperatures or more spring-like temperatures this weekend, and I think we all have a little bit of spring fever. Time to you know, I don't know, put away the cross-country skis and do some other stuff.
It's a good month to do that, and boy, there's a lot of neat things going on. It's kind of another one of those months when you can start to see events popping up that sound more like summer than winter, you know, and April is going to be a fun month and a lot of good places for you to go. I'm eager to hear what the listeners will call in and tell you.
Yeah, I do want your suggestions. If you're just joining us for the first time for this feature, Gary joins us every the end of each month or the very beginning of each month. It's the last Friday of the month or the first Friday of the month to talk about the many things going on in the state of Wisconsin. And I ask you to tell me where to go. And this year, I made a travel resolution that I would go to a different region of the state every single month, and maybe even more than one region during a month. And I've been asking you to give me some suggestions of things that are happening in your community, maybe a unique festival or a great activity because you have a wonderful bike trail or whatever the case may be. What's special about your neck of the woods? Or where are you going somewhere in Wisconsin that you you like to visit during a particular month? And I'm asking you to tell me where to go for April. And you can do that by calling 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You will also see on Facebook a photo. I just put one photo up from this month's travel in the month of March. You told me where to go in March, and I went to this place, and I think someone guessed it already, so I don't have to keep it a secret. I did go to the Payne Art Center in Oshkosh, and I looked at their rooms of blooms, beautiful flowers among all the artwork in this beautiful art center, the Payne Art Center in Oshkosh. So that was a place I had never been before, believe it or not, even though I'm from the Fox Valley area. I've never been to the Payne Art Center, and that was a very lovely event, and I went with a couple of friends, and I did put a photo on Facebook of the Payne Art Center. I also went to Appleton, and I saw a lot of things in Appleton, but that's my hometown, so I guess that doesn't really count.
You know? Well, I saw your picture up there, Joy, and with the big home, the state behind it there. And I thought, well, maybe that was your house.
Yeah, it's my house. It's a mansion.
It really a nice shot. And the Payne Arts Center is a really neat place, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And so that was where my Tell Joy Where to Go travels were for the month of March. The month before that was February. Where did I go? I know I went somewhere fun in February. It's going to come to me. I know I also went, eagle watching in Prairie du Sac in January. I know in February I did the Olbrich Gardens. I went there because I needed to get out of the snow for a little while.
Well, Olbrich is good any time of the year. I mean, that's really one of my favorite places.
Yeah, and I will, each month, I'll post a little something about those travels. Oh, I remember I did a trip to Spring Green. Went to visit the downtown Spring Green and saw some, went to a nice place to eat, and we went to the general store. We went to Freddie Valentine's.
Isn't that a neat place? Mm-hmm. Yep. I was just out there this past weekend, and my wife May and I, and really, what a nice discovery. That place has great food. And did you get to the Driftless Depot?
I did not. I missed that.
You got to try the Driftless Depot next time, too. It's right on Highway 23 in Spring Green, but organic foods and great natural product, and they do just incredible. The woman who runs the place is just an exquisite chef, and she does great breakfasts and really wonderful lunches and things like that.
Well, thanks for that recommendation. I will check that out this month, Gary. I know one thing I'm going to do, and it's in the South Central Wisconsin area, and I do want to get out beyond South Central Wisconsin, but I will go to the McKenzie Environmental Center, and because I've never been there before, and I believe they have a maple syrup festival coming up in the first weekend in April. I think
it's on the 6th.
The 6th, yeah.
Yep. And yeah, I was looking at that too. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. You get to, I think you get to make natural ice cream with maple syrup.
That's why I'm going.
good idea to do that.
But that is something I think that's, you know, that qualifies. But I would like to get to other regions of the state, and I do have plans to go to other places when the snow breaks and when the weather's a little bit nicer. One thing I'd like to do, and I might do it in the month of April, is go over to the La Crosse area, and I have a niece who goes to school there, and I would love to go to Granddaddy's Bluff and hike around and do something like that. But I would like the snow to melt a little bit more before I do that.
Well, it's nice. You can actually, from up on Granddad Bluff, I think you can see three states, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
And some days, if it's not foggy, you can see Wisconsin. No, but it really is one of the great views in Wisconsin to go up there.
Well, what are you looking forward to doing in April, Gary?
Well, you know, I've got a whole bunch of things here. And I've got one thing I was going to suggest that you consider doing.
Okay.
I've got a lot of things for you to consider. But I think if you want to get out of Madison, go up to the northwest part of the state, go up to Stout. And this is something that just, I found that as I was putting the events together yesterday. They have a fashion show up there that takes place every year, and it's called Fashion Without Fabric. And if you're a fan of like Project Runway or any of those fashion programs at all, they always have a contest for the designers on there where they send them to a hardware store or a pet supply store, and they have to make some clothing out of something other than natural fabric. And I saw some of the pictures online that these people are doing, some of the students up there. It's really knockout stuff.
When is that going to be?
That's going to be the 13th of April, and it's in Menominee. It's on the Stout campus. And they say the tickets are somewhat limited, so you got to get your ticket early for that. But they make things out of styrofoam. Apparently somebody made a gown out of coffee filters. And so, I mean, it sounds so imaginative and that's such a good creativity.
I mean, that sounds very, very interesting. But I forgot that on the 13th of April, I hope to be in the Kohler region.
Oh, okay.
Hope to be in the Kohler region to check out the American Club, to check out the Kitchens of Kohler. They have some culinary events going on that particular day, and I'm looking forward to eating rather than wearing clothing or looking at fashion without fabric.
Maybe you can drop in at Craverie, that chocolate place we were talking about. I think it was last month when we were talking about the Craverie where they had the chocolates made with champagne in them.
Wow. Well, I know that. I'm also thinking that, you know, in they're going to a Brewers game would be fun in April. That mm-hmm. starts up in April, but I do have plans to go to one in May, so I think I'll plan a Milwaukee trip around a Brewer game for May. There's just so many things. In June, I'm going to Lake Geneva.
All right.
So I've got that kind of in the works, and check out the mailboat tour.
Good idea.
And some other events. I might even go zip lining. I like zip lining.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you could try that too. I would suggest catching lunch or brunch, if you can do it, at the Baker House, which is this great Victorian place overlooking Lake Geneva down there. It really is a neat place to visit. And try the museum. They have a wonderful little local museum that I hadn't ever seen before, and I was down there a month ago or so, and kind of found it, and it is the wonderful, well-done museum with all kinds of artifacts, from including the old Frank Lloyd Wright Hotel that was there that's been taken down, pieces of the old Playboy Club, which is not called the Playboy Club anymore. So, I mean, it's really a neat place.
So lots of things are, the calendar is shaping up, but I really, besides a trip to Kohler on the 13th of April, I'm open to your suggestions, and just we want to know what you're doing, what you're looking forward to doing, what's going on in April in and around Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Put your right foot forward, put your left foot out.
Yeah, well, we are doing the bunny hop. We're so happy with the weather finally turning into spring. It's going to be mostly sunny today, statewide. Highs near 50 degrees, finally. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of light rain, maybe freezing rain in northwest Wisconsin tonight. Then on Saturday, cloudy with some rain. Sunday, there is also a chance of rain or snow showers in the north. But still, temperatures finally getting into the 40s and near 50 degrees, just in time for April. We are talking about things to do in and around Wisconsin this weekend and for the month of April. This is Tell Joy Where to Go for April, where travel writer Gary Knowles shares some suggestions from his Wisconsin event sampler, and we ask you to call in and recommend things to do. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We have some callers with great suggestions I see already, so let's go to Jim in Woodstock, Illinois. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey there, Joy. Happy spring.
Yay.
Yay. I heard you talking about going to Kohler, and I called about the Athens, Wisconsin Fireman's Dance, but it gave me another idea. We're talking about Kohler and talking about Lake Geneva, because Lake Geneva is one of my favorite places. There's a place in Genoa City. Genoa City is just across the border from Illinois, north of Richmond, on U.S. 12. It's in an old octagon house. I don't even know if it's a landmark, but it's called Fitzgerald's Genoa Junction. They have authentic Door County fish boils there.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's 8 miles south of Lake Geneva, so if you have breakfast at Baker's, you can slide down there for lunch or dinner. So
sounds good, Jim. Thank you. But what was this? What was this Athens. Dance in Athens?
Oh, that's my favorite thing to do. I mean, I'm born right Chicago, and I'm not much of a cheesehead, but I guess I'm converted because I love fresh cheese curds. I was wandering around up there by Merrill a couple of years ago. And just fell across. I was having root beer in some little bar, root beer out, draft root beer. That's another thing I like about Wisconsin, the draft root beer and all the little town pubs. But ran into somebody, said, yeah, Fireman's Dance, two tickets for $5. So they have they get four or five keggers there, Miller beer and keggers, and they have the salted beer, salted peanuts, and the fresh cheese curds. And they have a dance in the town hall up there.
That and, sounds on, really fun.
It's on April 6th. Yeah, April 6th. And it's the first Saturday after Easter.
And what town did you say that
year.
Was in?
Athens.
In
which,
Athens,
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That sounds great, Jim. It sounds like a lot of fun. Cheese curds and music, what could be
and
better?
And dancing, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. So the annual Fireman's Dance in Athens on April 6th. And thanks for the tip on the Octagon House. Are you familiar with that one, Gary?
I don't know that Octagon House. I know that we have at least one or two others in the state. Mm-hmm. And it must have been a popular thing at one time, I guess, to build an eight-sided house, huh?
Yeah. Jim, thanks a lot. Look forward to checking those things out sometime. Bob in Mindoro is with us now. Hi, Bob.
Hello. Something that that is really most impressive in the spring during the water runoff is a state park in northwest Wisconsin called Pattison State Park.
Oh, yeah.
I have been there, Bob. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and during the spring runoff, that big Manitou Falls is just gorgeous.
Oh, and so it's really good in the spring because there's a lot more water.
Right. Yep. Yep. So you've got some time yet. There's still plenty of runoff to watch go over that falls, but it's a great trip. A nice overnight.
Yeah, it is. And you know where we went to a supper club called the Dream Supper Club, something like that. It wasn't too far away. Are you familiar with that, Bob?
No, I'm not. I've not been there.
Oh, okay.
And Bob, if you're up there at Big Pattison Falls, the Little Pattison Falls, it's not little, but it's a smaller falls. Probably seen it. It's really a beautiful one. It reminds me of if you, in your mind you imagine a waterfall, it looks like Little Manitou.
Oh, sounds great, Bob. I would love to see those waterfalls again at Pattison Park. And I do want to get into the northwest area of the state. I'm planning on it. There is something that's going on that I noticed I think it's August, the very beginning of August. Gordon Lightfoot's going to be at the Big Top Chautauqua. And while he's not my favorite artist, I thought, well, that was a maybe go there and see some other things in northwest Wisconsin on that particular weekend. It would be a blast.
The gales of November may come early.
Yeah, that's right.
There,
yeah. All right. Ken in La Crosse is with us. Oh, Ken, this is one place I do want to go.
Hi, Joy. This is Ken in La Crosse.
Yes.
I heard you mention Granddad's Bluff, and I walk it every day. I'm fortunate enough, I live close enough, so I leave my house, and I walk up Main Street up the bluff to Bliss Road, which takes you up to the top of Granddad's Bluff, but there are days when you're walking Bliss Road where it's far from the word that comes to your mind. It's a steep hill, but it's well worth the view, like you mentioned, once you get to the top on a clear day, and especially in the morning. When it's really clear out, you can't see the three-state area, and it's just a beautiful spot to go to. And there's a great bar at the top of the place if you do get thirsty, called the Alpine Inn. And then if that isn't enough on the way back down the hill, there's another place called the Bluffside, which is also can take care of all your thirst needs. But it's a lot of fun. Myrick Park is close by. It's a great park. There is also the marsh, which is right there to walk, which is paved and also hard-packed, great walking trails, biking. It's just a lot of fun.
Are you walking Granddad's Bluff right now, Ken?
No, right now. I wish I was, but unfortunately.
Do it right now with the snow and everything?
Well, I was going, when you were talking about that, Hickson Forest actually butts right up into Granddad's Bluff, and it's slippery. It's a better area to walk a little. If you're planning your trip to La Crosse, I would suggest going a little bit later in April so that the trails have a chance to dry off. It can get very slippery on those trails just due to the nature of the trails built into the side of the hill. So as a suggestion, I would just wait a couple weeks, get into April a little bit. We are starting to lose our snow cover here, which is great. But it's been a long, long winter, and obviously we still have snow in the bluff.
Thank you, Ken. I will do that.
Great idea.
Wait until a little later in April. Appreciate it. Let's see. We have Louise, is it, in Platteville?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Joy. I am suggesting that you consider coming to, or going to, I'm not there, but going to Potosi, Wisconsin, which is down in the southwestern corner on the Mississippi. There is a brewery there the Potosi Brewery, which was in business for many, many years, probably, I think, about three generations of people, and then it closed, and it was abandoned for a while, and unfortunately, then it had a fire, and it did more damage. And then the people of Potosi rallied around the idea of restoring it, and there were thousands and thousands of hours of volunteer time put into it to restore it and to bring it back to actually opening, which it is now and is producing various kinds of beer, among them good old Potosi, as it's called. And then the National Breweriana Museum is there. And it's a very interesting place. And you can go back and see a cave where the water comes from that's actually used in the making of the beer. There is a restaurant there now, and you can walk over and look down and see this water rushing that's coming out of the hills there.
Well, you've got me sold, Louise. Wow,
it really is a great brewery. As I understand it, historians might agree that it might be the oldest brewery in Wisconsin, or one of the first down there, right?
I believe that's correct. To my knowledge, it is. Now, I am certainly, you know, not an authoritarian on breweries, but if it isn't the oldest, it certainly is one of them.
Thank you so much, Louise. Great. I have that on the list. That would be a great place to visit.
Great idea.
A real Wisconsin experience. You know, Gary, we have just a minute before our news break. There's also a first happening at the Wollersheim Winery in April, where those folks are going to be releasing not a new wine, but something else.
Yeah, it's they're making brandy up there now. Philippe Coucard had been working on this for a few years, and they've been working on the brandy. They've got it ready to release on the 13th, the same day we were talking about all that other good stuff going on. And apparently, I was talking to Julie Coucard up there a while ago, and she said that they made brandy way back when they first opened the winery, which was then the Count's Winery, and they used it to fortify wine so they could ship it around the country, but they haven't made it for about 100 years. So
this is
the first brandy that Wollersheim is making.
Yeah, brandy is what they like to put into the port, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
The 13th, you can taste it.
Sounds good. We will continue talking with travel writer Gary Knowles after we check the latest news. And we will continue to ask you to tell me where to go for April, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org.
Spring fever, spring is here at last. Spring fever.
This is a spring edition, the April edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 now on this Friday, March the 29th. We will get to more of your recommendations of places that I should visit in April for a great Wisconsin experience in just a few minutes. But first, it's time for this week's edition of Wisconsin Life. All of us have played games of one kind or another, but do games matter? Writer Patrick Rothfuss thinks so.
I think most of us grow up doing board games with the family. You know, Candyland, Monopoly. Those games are mostly an excuse to hang out with people that you love.
Ask for Candyland. It's fun.
But, like, as games, as real, like, games that teach you any sort of skill, Candyland, it's not a game. You don't make choices in Candyland. What it's good for is it gives you something to do with your child other than watch TV, and it teaches your child, like, how to operate within a framework of rules, which is an extraordinarily useful thing. But is this a game? Will this teach him problem solving?
Off you go on a thrilling trip up over the Gumdrop Mountain.
No, it won't. All through high school, I played, they were called text adventures. And those were fantasy games. Zork. And it was like living in a novel, because it was all text. You would read the description of the world, and then you would try to solve the puzzles by typing in instructions. And they were incredibly, I mean, they taught huge problem solving. I literally worked for years on these games. You try something, you're like, what am I not doing? What am I not seeing? And then I would go to school and I'd talk to my friend Chad, and we would talk about this. It's like, no, I tried that with the dragon. It doesn't work. No, well, I tried that and then I died. Well, how did you die? Maybe that'll give us a clue, you know? I played so many of those, and I have still not seen them equaled in terms of the problem solving you needed to engage in. And that frustration I experienced, I lament the fact that my child will never be able to experience that level of frustration playing a game, because these days, if you get stuck, you Google it up, and then you just move on. Frustration teaches you a lot. I'm really looking forward to my son getting old enough to play some of these games, because you learn how to solve problems. Systems manipulation, that's what I tend to think of it as. And that means you have to learn the rules and figure out your optimal strategy. Tell me that isn't going to be useful your whole life, every day. Dealing with failure, dealing with disappointment, that's really important to learn, that you can lose and you play again and you win, and losing wasn't the end of the world. I mean, I know some adults who haven't learned that, and it paralyzes them with fear. They're so afraid to try anything for fear that it might not work, not realizing that if you don't play at all, you've lost right at the start. You know, honestly, the world would be a better place if more people played games.
Patrick Rothfuss is the best-selling author of The Name of the Wind and The Wise Man's Fear. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from the Mead Witter Foundation of Wisconsin Rapids. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the hour each week when we celebrate Wisconsin Life. And once a month, I ask you to tell me where to go. Travel writer Gary Knowles joins us. He has a list of some recommended activities and events happening in Wisconsin that he shares. We have that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and on our website at wpr.org/joy. And we ask you to call in with the things you are looking forward to doing. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And speaking of games, fun and games, Judith in Burlington is with us. Hi, Judith.
Hi there. Hope you come to the Yo-Yo Convention this year.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, it's the 18th annual, and actually we have a pre-convention exhibit from the 7th to the 13th of over 1,000 yo-yos and memorabilia to come and see, and then some fun things to try out. But the main convention is the 13th and 14th Saturday, Sunday. And on Saturday, there's all kinds of activities where people are taking part, who can do the longest walk the dog and the most rock the babies with yo-yos. But then there's also cup and ball, you know, that toy that you try to catch the ball
in
the cup.
Yeah.
We have a competition with that, and, oh, the adults and the kids really like that one. Kendamas, and we're adding a giant slinky competition this year. We also do things with Diablos and gyroscopes on Saturday. And then Sunday is the main yo-yo contest day and the main yo-yo show day.
Wow, that sounds like a whole weekend of fun,
yeah,
right there.
So everyone, where does this take place, Judith?
Downtown Burlington, Wisconsin. And it's sponsored by the Spinning Top and Yo-Yo Museum. And things go on all weekend and outside and inside and some other places if we need to.
And I'll bet you can buy a good yo-yo there, too, can't you?
Oh, we do. We have 90 kinds of yo-yos in our little gift shop for sale.
Oh, wow.
Are you a yo-yo master, Judith?
Well, I can yo-yo.
Can you do that cup and ball thing?
Yeah, that one actually I'm kind of good at, but it's actually pretty skillful to get it to do it so many times in so many seconds. And then kendamas, that's a great national fad right now. It's a Japanese kind of cup and ball toy, but more difficult, and there's routines that are just amazing to watch. So lots of action. And the parents take part as much as the kids, and of course teenagers and retired people come.
Yeah, so Judith, do you know, you sound like you know a lot about this. Why does Burlington have a spinning top and yo-yo museum?
Because that's where we are.
I didn't know if maybe there was a connection to the top was invented in Burlington or something.
Oh, I wish I could say that. Actually, we don't know. The top had been around before Greeks and Romans and so on. But it's my collection grew into a museum. But an interesting fact is that Luck, Wisconsin, was the yo-yo capital of the world for manufacturing yo-yos for many, many years. So we do have a strong Wisconsin connection, and our museum is the world's only museum of tops, yo-yos, and gyroscopes. So it has
the only one in the world.
Yes, so it's the center of the world for tops.
Now, has Tommy Smothers been there?
No, but I have yo-yoed with the Smothers brothers and been introduced to their audience, and so we have a little connection there, and they've recommended us, of course.
Oh, that's great.
Wonderful. Judith, thank you so much. So that's the convention is on the 13th and the 14th in Burlington.
Everything's on that weekend.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things going on. Well, boy, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it this year because I think I do have a commitment in Kohler on the 13th. However, you know, I suppose the 14th is free, so we'll see.
Well, you got to eat.
Yeah. So, boy, that's great. And another game related thing that's happening this month, Gary, and I know this because I am an alumnus of the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. The UWSP Trivia Contest is happening in April. It's April 19th, 20th, and the 21st. I don't play. I did a little bit when I was in college, but I was mainly working at the radio station putting it on. So,
oh, yeah. Well, that's another one of those that's probably the world's largest, right? I mean, it's an incredibly big, long thing, right?
Yep, it is. There's always some splitting of hairs. World's largest or longest running or something, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a good one. What else? You say there's a lot of music-related events in April.
There's a lot of music, indeed. Starting this Saturday, as a matter of fact, Katie Burns is going to have a CD release party, and it's open to the public. They say anybody can drop in. It's at the Brewery Pottery Studio down there in Mineral Point, which is a neat place anyway if you want to go see some local and regional art. But 7 to 9 p.m., that's Saturday night, and she really is quite an accomplished musician, and CD release party going on there. April 5th to the 7th is the River Falls Bluegrass Festival, which is really fun, and it also includes this year the Midwest Flat Picking Guitar Championships, so some really neat music up there. The same weekend in Eau Claire, it's the Jazz It Up weekend with the jazz going on all over town through the whole weekend.
The 5th through the 7th in Eau Claire for jazz.
That's right, in Eau Claire, and lots of different venues for that, and really has been quite a fun event through the years. And then on the 10th, it's a free night of music at Monona Terrace in Madison. The Cashbox Kings will be performing 5:30, and that's free, won't cost you anything. And on the 12th, Monroe, Wisconsin has a tribute to John Lennon taking place down there at the Performing Arts Center. So, I mean, and we could go on and on, but there's lots of really neat musical connections this month.
That sounds really good. We have Jerry on Facebook who writes, the Princeton Flea Market starts the season on April 20th.
Ooh.
It's Wisconsin's largest weekly outdoor flea market. This is a morning market with the official start time of 6 a.m., ending in early afternoon. The area is loaded with great antique shops. It's a very busy place on Saturday morning. Well, yeah, that's right.
Have you ever been up to that?
I have not been to it. I've been to Princeton, but not during the flea market.
It really is a lot of fun. And when they say 6 o'clock, you might want to be ready at 5:35 because people are up there early and, you know, everybody wants to get the best bargain. So it really is fun. Good place to go.
You know, I think the outdoor farmers markets, at least in Dane County, begin in the end of April sometime, don't they?
I think you're right. I don't have them on my list, and I'm going to have to find out about that. But I think you're right that they do start.
Yeah, I know that we were. Is there anything going on for Earth Day?
I did see that there's a green day in Madison on the Isthmus, and that would be the 20th, as a matter of fact. On the 20th, it's Isthmus Green Day, and it's an exposition and forum celebrating environmentally conscious living. And that is going to be at Monona Terrace, and The Sierra Club people are going to be over there and talking about Earth Day. But yeah, I was kind of surprised, Joy, that I didn't see a lot more Earth Day events taking place, because after all, Gaylord Nelson in Wisconsin is the recognized father of Earth Day.
Well, here's one. Lila in Soldiers Grove knows of one. Hi, Lila.
Hi there. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Kickapoo Earth Day, which will be in Gays Mills again this year on April 20th. It's really a beautiful, the Earth is in its glory here. You know, it's just, I think it's one of the gorgeous parts of the state over here in the Driftless area. And we will have, of course, speakers. We will have several speakers about different issues around Earth Day. There's the frac sand mining over in this part of the state that's really taking off, and so we want to talk about that. And there's the proposed mine up north in the Pinoki Hills, and there will be a speaker about that, Al Geddix. And we'll also have a speaker talking about planting prairie and lots of interesting information and NGO organizations.
Sounds good, Lila. So that's on April 20th in Gays Mills.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for letting us know about the Kickapoo Earth Day celebration. And while we are trying to have some fun during this hour, since you mentioned frac sand mining, I will mention that on our state capitol report on Monday, this coming Monday from 7:30 until 8, State Senator Kathleen Vinehout will be our guest to talk about those issues surrounding frac sand mining. She's got some legislation to make sure that the public is involved in this process. So if you're interested in that issue, Lila, you may want to listen as Kathleen Vinehout joins us on the State Capitol Report Monday from 7:30 until 8. This is our Tell Joy Where to Go edition for April. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, and we're asking you to tell us what you're looking forward to doing this weekend or for the month of April. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheep, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Vernon.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy here, hey.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and I am looking forward to visiting all of those communities, or most of them anyway, this year, as I have pledged to travel to different regions of the state every single month and report back to you on these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. And I am asking you during this April edition of Tell Joy Where to Go to recommend some places. What's happening in your community this month? Are there some festivals or events or activities that are special in your neck of the woods? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And it's going to be finally a very spring-like day today, mostly sunny, and high temperatures statewide will be near 50 degrees. This weekend, we should see our temperatures in the mid to upper 40s around Wisconsin. So that's Gary Knowles' normal temperatures, but it's going to feel really good.
It will feel great. It'll feel like summer finally is here, won't it?
Yeah, you know, and it is Easter this Sunday, and a lot of people just, you know, they spend time with family or go to brunch or whatever. But are there any Easter-related activities happening this weekend?
Well, there certainly are. There are going to be some egg chasing going on. Wisconsin Dells has a glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt taking place on the 29th, and that will be this evening, right? That's today, and come to think of it.
Yeah.
And that's going on tonight. Ages 3 to 10 are welcome. Sorry, Joy, you're probably not going to be eligible for that one. But the pier tomorrow has a dark Easter egg hunt with glow-in-the-dark. Must be a popular thing this year. And ages 1 through 12 are welcome up there at the Life Church, they say. And then over in Johnson Creek tomorrow, kids 10 and under are invited to go in. Hunt eggs over on the grassy plaza at the Nike clearance store over at Johnson Creek. So those are the egg hunts going on that I have on my list here.
All right. We have a caller from Cedarburg, Tom in Cedarburg. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning, Joy, and your guest, Gary.
Hi.
I have a question and a comment. My question is, do you know, is the SS Badger still running from Manitowoc this year, or is that out of business now?
Well, you know, I just read a story yesterday that explained that they have come to an agreement for the SS Badger, and they will, in fact, be running. It's a two-year agreement. They are phasing out, apparently, of their use of coal and are going to be putting in a new power plant system, and the SS Badger will continue to run from Manitowoc to Ludington.
That's the ferry. That
the ferry, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would suggest to take that trip. That's a very interesting trip. It's not, it's only 4 hours long, but it's like you're in a completely different world or country. I mean, all you see is water, and it's very interesting. And the night trip especially, if you leave in the morning or afternoon and then come back the next day in the evening, it really is
a great trip. Now, Joy, have you ever done that? Have you ever done the SS Badger?
I have not. I've thought about it, but
you really should. I mean, it's people don't realize what a big ship that is till you get up there. Even if you just go up to Manitowoc and take a look at it, you know, when it comes and goes up there, that is a huge ship, and it gives you some idea of how big the Great Lakes really are.
Thank you very much, Tom, for suggesting
great
that.
Great idea.
That is a great idea. And I know, well, I think I'd have to have two different weekends because you have me coming up to Elkhart Lake in July.
Yep.
I'm going to get in a race car. I'm looking forward to that.
We're going to try to put you on Road America up there. And, we're going to show you what it's like to have fun going fast up there, George.
That sounds good. I usually just do that in Rosendale, Gary.
you don't want to do that in Rosendale, as
I know.
A lot of people will tell you.
All right, so let's see. We have time for Lois in Mineral Point. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy and Gary. How's everyone?
Hi, Lois.
This sounds like a fun event coming up. What is this?
It's the second annual grilled cheese competition held at the fairgrounds, Iowa County Fairgrounds in Mineral Point.
I intend to win that.
I believe, Joy, Lauren Tupper is out of Madison Business College and part of Iowa County Economic Development. I believe you actually had him on your show last
week. Oh, I did. That's right.
Yeah, heading up to the first annual grilled cheese. And I tell you, it was crazy. We had over 600 people show up, and I don't know that we're quite sure that we're going to be able to hold the number of people that we're anticipating this year at the fairgrounds.
Isn't that amazing?
What won? That's what I want to know.
You know, I don't actually remember, but they have two different categories last year. They had an amateur and a professional.
Yeah.
And it was quite creative, and they have well-known judges. Allison Dairyland was one last year, and the Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, and someone from Channel 27. I'm sorry, I don't remember their name, but it's really a pretty good deal. And we got very excited over grilled cheese.
Lois, when is this?
It's April 27th at the Iowa County Fairgrounds in Mineral Point.
I think I'll have to be there.
Well, I'm planning to enter that, and I just got
to ask. Are you seriously going to enter it?
Well, I want to, yeah. And Lois, have you ever heard of Emu grilled cheese?
I haven't.
I don't think so.
Well,
I'm working on it.
So that's going to be your special creation, huh?
I've got a lot of different thoughts on that, Joey, but I want to win that thing.
Boy, I've got so many different ideas now for later in April. I'm gonna try to get to as many as I can. So, Gary, we have a minute to go.
Wow.
You said that there's a lot of food stuff as well going on.
You know, speaking of food and Mineral Point, one of the things, Penn Darvis had a restaurant down there that back in the 50s and 60s, it was actually written up in the Saturday Evening Post, and it's where Penn Darvis is right now. And Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum ran this little dining room down there that Duncan Hines called one of the finest in the country, and they're recreating it for 2 days only, the 12th and 13th,
April. Same weekend. Wow.
And it's a very limited seating, 20 per night, but they're recreating the menus down there that they had that won them the Best in the Country award.
So sounds wonderful. Well, Gary, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for putting together your Wisconsin event sampler. You can look at that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Have a happy Easter.
Happy trails.
I'm Joy Cardine. Thanks to Bill Martin, Cynthia Schuster, and Amanda Magnus for producing this show. Happy travels to you, too. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.